Good morning. Today we are going to develop the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid further. As we saw last time, there is a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid as it relates to going into Har HaBayis nowadays. And the view of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira is that the Kedusha Rishona Shekicha L'tshata Kicha L'atid Lavo, the Kedusha Rishona, when Shlomo built a Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech, he consecrated the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim as a whole, not only for that time, but for all future generations. Whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not, there is a Kedusha. And not only that, if there is a Kedusha, it is prohibited to go into those areas that a Tmei Mase and other Tmeim cannot go into. So just like there were limitations back then, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, there are limitations now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Now the Ravid disagreed with the Rambam. And the Ravid says, I don't know where the Rambam got this from, and he brought a proof from Meiser Sheni, that the fact that, based on a Mishnah, that you can't eat Meiser Sheni nowadays in Yerushalayim. If there was Kedusha, we could go up and eat our Meiser Sheni, and we can't do that. So it shows there's no Kedusha nowadays. And at the end of his refutation or attempted refutation to the Rambam, he says, Kach nira li misor Hashem lireav. He's quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. This is what appeared to me, and we could explain it different ways, but from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, this is what I was informed of. Lefichach hanichnas ata sham ein bokaris. Accordingly, anyone who goes into there, the Beis HaMikdash, the places that were prohibited, there's not going to be karis. That was at the time that we had a Beis HaMikdash, that there's karis. But nowadays, there's no karis. So just to build on this, we have what could be viewed as a strong question, or it's actually two questions from the Ravid, two proofs relating to not being able to eat Meiser Sheni up in Yerushalayim nowadays. But if there's Kedusha, as the Rambam claims, then it shouldn't be a problem. So in fact, there are a number of the poskim who have offered responses to the refutations of the Ravid on the Rambam. And we'll just go through quickly one of them, that there's a Tosfos that says that even according to the view in the Gemara, that the Kedusha that was instituted by Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Beis HaMikdash, even according to the view that it still exists today, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, still, nonetheless, when it comes to the halachas of a bechor, bringing the certain animals that have a firstborn male, you would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and offer it as a korban, and the kohen would eat it. And also Meiser Sheni would still not be eaten. So despite the fact that there is Kedusha in Yerushalayim, and even more so in the Beis HaMikdash, that does not mean that the halachas of Bechor and Meiser would still be kept nowadays. So that is point number one. What's very interesting is the Radvaz, he goes into quite some detail on this Ravid, and he pulls it apart somewhat, and he says as follows. You know, the Ravid said that he is bewildered by what the Rambam wrote, that as far as Atzma Hizov, Aloyadati Minale, I don't know where the Rambam got this from, he made it up. And the Radva says, I can't believe the statement, it doesn't make sense, because throughout the Gemara there are many opinions, many references that the Kedusha of Shlomo HaMelech that he instituted was instituted not only for the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but for all future generations as well. So certainly, when the Ravid says, I don't know where the Rambam got this from, he is not referring to the psak of the Rambam that there is still Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That can't be. So what is he talking about? Is he talking about a second option? The Rambam explains his rationale why there's still Kedusha, because the Shechina descended upon the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shechita is never mevatel. You can never nullify the Shechina. And the Shechina was there from then, and it continued staying there, whether there's a binyan or not, whether there's a Beis HaMikdash physically or not. So is the Ravid referring to that statement, but the reason for the rationale brought by the Rambam? Says the Radvaz, that can't be either. Why? Because the Rambam brought a pasuk to buttress that claim. It's actually a chazal in the Gemara, Vashimosi es mikdash eichem, that it's still considered the mikdash even in its destruction. So what is the Ravid complaining about, and what is he saying, that the Rambam made this up and I have no idea where the basis is for the Rambam's plak. That's what the Ravid said. So the Radvaz is responding, we have sources in the Gemara, we have sources in Psukim for everything that the Rambam is saying. And he continues, and this statement by the Ravid, that all of his opinion, that there's no Karis, etc., Kachza Nigla Elam Yisod Hashem Li'Reyav, the statement that this was revealed to me from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I'm going to read the language of the Radvaz. He says as follows, Im Nigla Hadavar Elav B'Shod Hashem Li'Reyav Ani Mamin. If in fact he did have this revealed to him, he doesn't say exactly how, through a dream, through a Nevoah, you know, I believe him. I believe what the Ravid is saying, that this was revealed to him. However, I would still not rely on myself to go into the base of Mikdash, even if I was the one who had that revelation. I would still, based on that revelation, not go into the base of Mikdash, because the Pasuk tells us, Lo b'shamayim hi, that Sak is for us, and it's not based on heaven to give us revelations through any form in order to pask in that way. So I believe the Ravid, if he's telling me that Misod Hashem Le'Reyav, he had this revelation that this is the Psak against the Rambam, but I would certainly not rely on that, even if I was the person who had the revelation. So continuing, in fact, to try to understand the Yeshita of the Ravid further, so there are actually two views of what the Ravid was saying. The Psak of the Ravid was, anyone who goes in nowadays, there is no kares. So what does that mean that there's no kares? Does it mean that it's mutter to go in? Mutter lechatchila, no problem whatsoever to go in? Or does that mean that there's no kares, excision, which is an extreme punishment, but there is still a lesser isser, a lesser prohibition to go in nowadays? So in fact, this is a machlokis as well. How do we understand the Ravid? So the Tshuvas HaRadvaz was asked as follows, the time for those who are noheg to go up to certain areas, certain aliyot, certain raised areas, and to look down into the Har HaBayis from there. And says the Radvaz, it seems that no one is rebuking them from going into these areas. Apparently these were areas that were, or at least arguably were, kadosh, and if we're Tamei Meisim, we can't go into them. So why are these people going into specific areas and looking down onto Har HaBayis if they were Tamei Meisim, which they are? They shouldn't be doing this. Da, ki ha-Ravid zal sover, ki ha-idna, ein kares l'mishen yichnas l'mikdash. So he brings the Ravid. It must be that they're relying on the Ravid, that anyone who goes to the Mikdash nowadays, there's no kares. And in other words, the Radvaz is understanding the Ravid, not that there's no kares, but there's some other isra, but that it's mutter. When the Ravid says there's no kares, the Ravid is telling us indeed that it is mutter to go onto Har HaBayis nowadays because there's no kedusha. And in fact, Rav Avadya Yosef in his Tshuvas Yabia Omer brings that in fact maybe the Meiri is saying the same thing, and maybe that buttresses the claim that the Ravid was saying that it's mutter, not that there's an isser, from the fact that we see the Meiri apparently is saying also the same thing, and Mir Tzashem will get back to the Meiri at a different date. So continuing, one view is what we're saying is of the Ravid is when he says ein bo karis, there's no karis, when somebody goes in, not only is no nose karis, but there's no isser whatsoever, and that it's mutter. On the other hand, there are a number of achronim who disagree, and they read that the Ravid himself wasn't saying it's mutter, but that there's still an isser, it's simply not a karis. And they explain as follows. The Sefer Malei Haroim says that even the Ravid agrees with the Rambam, halacha lemaisa, that you cannot go into Har HaBayis. He's simply saying that there's no karis, but you can't go into Har HaBayis even according to the Ravid, certainly according to the Rambam. And what's his proof to that? Because if you look in the Perek Yutes of Maaser HaKarbonos, the halacha is Maaser HaKarbonos, where the Rambam talks about the isser of Hama'aleh Bachutz, that is bringing a korban outside of the makam hamikdash. There's an isser of shchutei chutz. You're not allowed to bring a korban outside of the base of mikdash. Once Yerushalayim was built, the base of the mishnah was built, you can't bring korbanos outside. You can't set up your own little bama, your own little altar, and bring a korban. So that's what the Rambam says, and the Ravid does not disagree with that. If the Ravid really believed that there's no kedusha to the Makam HaMikdash, there's no special kedusha to Yerushalayim, that would mean that we aren't limited to bringing korbanos there, but we could bring korbanos elsewhere as well. Not a problem. But from the fact that we see the Ravid didn't comment on this Rambam, when the Rambam says there's an Isra Ma'ala, Bachutz, bringing Karbonos, etc., outside of the base of Mikdash, and the Ravid didn't comment, that shows the Ravid agreed. You're not allowed to bring Karbonos outside the Makam of Mikdash. What is that saying? That's saying that the Ravid is saying that the Makam of Mikdash has status nowadays, that there is a certain level of Kedusha. And it must mean when the Ravid says there's no Kares, it simply means that there's no Kares, but there is an Isser. And the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion brings a proof from the language of the Ravid himself. The Ravid says explicitly, there is no Kares. He did not say it's mutter to go into Har HaBayis. He simply said, there is no Kares. And accordingly, we learn from that, Kares saying, well, there's no Kares, but there is an Isser, even according to the Ravid, to go into the places that we were prohibited to go in when we had a base of Mikdash. And in fact, the Tzitza Eliezer says, based on the second point, the language of the Ravid, that he simply says there's no Kares. Somebody goes in nowadays, there's no Kares. Obviously, he's learning that there's an Isser, simply not Kares. Lamdu Rov Aposkim Bedato, says the Tzitza Eliezer, that the majority of Poskim understand this Ravid, that there is still an Isser to go in nowadays. He agrees with the Rambam. Rambam says there's a Kares, the Kares. The Ravid says there's no Kares. But according to the Ravid, even though there's no Kares, there is still going to be either an Isser d'oraisa or an Isser terabanan to go. It's simply not going to be punishable with Kares, but there is still going to be an Isser. Just to recap real quickly, we started out with a number of questions on the Ravid. The Radvaz had a very difficult time understanding the Ravid and his attacks against the Rambam. And then we discussed the understanding of the Ravid when the Ravid says there's no Kares nowadays. I agree with the Rambam. Rambam says there's Kares. I say there's no Kares. Does that mean the Ravid is saying it's mutter or that it's still us, or it's simply there's no Kares? And that is a machlokis in understanding the Ravid. The minority view in understanding the Ravid is that it's mutter to go into Har HaBayis nowadays. And the majority view of understanding the Ravid, it is still us, or simply there's no Kares, but there is still going to be some other form of an Isser d'oraisa, or at least an Isser d'rabbanan. Have a wonderful day.